Stacey Abrams to Americans opposed to student loan debt bailout, Why Are You Being So Churlish? By Hannah Blow on September 8, 2022. Stacey Abrams, the Democrat gubernatorial candidate challenging Governor Brian Kemp, in Georgia, insulted Americans who are opposed to President Biden's student loan debt bailout, asserting that they are being rude. And for those who are angry for forgiving between $10,000 to $20,000 in debt, I will ask you why you're being so churlish, Abrams said to working-class Americans during a stop in Valdosta, Georgia on Tuesday. Watch. Abrams is hardly the first Democrat to insult Americans who oppose Biden's plans to cancel $10,000 to $20,000 in student loan debt for individuals making under $125,000 annually. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, a longtime advocate for canceling student loan debt, took to social media after Biden's announcement and concluded that those who oppose the move are acting selfishly. I've said it before and I'll say it again, not every program has to be for everybody. People with apartments pay for first-time homeowner benefits. Young people pay for Medicare for our seniors. People who take public transit pay for car infrastructure, she said in an Instagram post, asking Americans to reject the scarcity mindset that says doing something good for someone else comes at the cost of something for ourselves. In another post, the Democrat concluded that those who oppose the student debt transfer is unfair or embracing selfishness. The challenges we as a society and world are facing and will face are so enormous and so stark that they have the capacity to overwhelm any individual wealth or power, she wrote. For example, the rich will not be able to run from climate change, no matter how many may want to believe they can buy their personal way out of it. In light of the ecological, economic, and social challenges we face, our society's ability to triumph and prevail actually depends on our capacity for selflessness over selfishness, she added, railing against those who oppose the feel-good leftist agenda. Biden's plan to cancel student loan debt could cost $500 billion by some estimates, and half of Americans agree that the plan to forgive student loan debt is unfair to those who did not attend college. Further, a majority believe it is unfair to Americans who already paid their student loans off as well.